A number of lawsuits are currently challenging the NCAA's amateurism model. Being called into question is the legality of that governing body's restriction of college athletes from profiting from their own images and the NCAA's definition of student athletes as non-employees. In Wichita, Kansas, one track athlete seeking employment as a part-time model has been kept off the runway so she can stay on the oval. KCUR's Jeremy Bernfeld has the story.
Jenny Pinkston, Wichita State.
Jenny Pinkston steps up to the starting line for the 100-meter hurdles. She's a heptathlete at Wichita State University in Kansas. That's a Division I track team, six events. So she's your basic slacker. Like many college athletes, she practices 4 hours a day, spends more time working with trainers, attends a full load of classes, and studies. It's hard to find room in there for a job.
Our track team is so big that our scholarships are divided a lot because of how many people we have.
That's Jenny.
I don't really know what I mean, I'm on $7,000.
That's $7,000 in scholarship money a year. Now, she and her family can afford tuition, and she's grateful for what she has. But like many of her classmates, she'd like some walking around money, and that means finding some time for a job. She thought maybe she could kill two birds with one stone. One of her former teammates was looking into some modeling for an athletic wear company. But Jenny consulted with her coach and was told she had to choose between modeling and competition.
It's very frustrating, like when another door opens because of your hard work, and then you can't do anything about it. You know, you just have to close it because of certain rules that are in place.
Because of those NCAA rules, she'd lose her scholarship and her eligibility if she took a modeling job. In order to be eligible for NCAA competition, Jenny and thousands of other athletes have to sign what's called the Student Athlete Statement. Within that document, there's a section that grants permission for the NCAA, schools, conferences, to use an athlete's name or image for promotions. It also says that the athletes themselves can't profit from their own name or image. So no modeling, no acting, no putting your own picture on flyers for a business you own, unless you work for free.
A student athlete walks in, he or she has it before they're initially eligible. They sign that paragraph and they give it up to the NCAA, who can then kind of transfer it to the CLC, the Collegiate Licensing Company. They sell whatever they can, whether it's keychains, I mean, really anything you can think of.
Robert Givens recently wrote a UMKC Law Review article about what he calls the economic exploitation of student athletes by the NCAA.
Essentially, for as long as you want to play for this school at the Division I level, you cannot make any money for anything that is directly tied to your athletic achievements.
There are other NCAA rules that restrict where athletes can work, how much they can work, and even how much they can get paid. I asked the NCAA why these rules exist, but they wouldn't comment.
Still think we're just a bunch of dumb jocks?
You need to do your homework.
Just a tiny portion of college athletes actually become professional athletes. You've probably seen the NCAA commercial.
There are over 400,000 NCAA student athletes, and just about all of us will be going pro in something other than sports.
The NCAA still rakes in billions of dollars in TV deals and merchandising, but court challenges could remove barriers for college athletes who want to cash in on their own name and image. In the meantime, NCAA athletes will just have to make do. Back at the track meet, Jenny Pinkston's parents are in the stands. They're rooting her on against the University of Kansas, Kansas State, and Air Force. Her dad, Don Pinkston, says it's hard to see his daughter without choices.
Part of college is growing and learning, and she's learning about herself and what she might want to do, and now she's finding, well, here's something I'd like to do, but oops, I can't.
Last Saturday, Jenny finished sixth in the conference in the heptathlon. While some of her teammates are moving on to regionals, she's done for the season. But she still has 3 years of NCAA eligibility remaining. In the meantime, she'll look for a summer job, and it won't be modeling.
Part of the NCAA rules, I feel like, restricts your career opportunities and your career dreams in a way, which I feel is also unfair.
For Only a Game, I'm Jeremy Bernfeld.